Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Friday morning, May 16th, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of science news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Biomed News Breaks, Zacks Research Issues Business Update, as Sologenix Inc., NASDAQ, SNX, continues enrollment in confirmatory Phase 3 Hybrite trial. Sologenix, a late-stage biopharmaceutical company, is highlighted in a Zacks Small Cap Research report for its Phase 3 CTCL study. The company's Phase 3 Flash 2 trial of Hybrite TM in CTCL patients is ongoing, with a primary efficacy endpoint assessed after 18 weeks of treatment. The report anticipates top-line results in 2026 based on the success of the Flash trial. Sologenix focuses on developing products for rare diseases, including Hybrite TM for CTCL treatment. The company's public health solutions segment includes vaccine programs for ricin toxin, filoviruses, and COVID-19, utilizing its Thermovax technology. For more information, visit Sologenix's website at w.sologenix.com.
Biomed News Breaks, NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NASDAQ NRXP subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics secures $7.8 million to launch clinic roll-up strategy. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., NRXP subsidiary, Hope Therapeutics, has secured $7.8 million in acquisition funding from Universal Capital LLC to launch its National Interventional Psychiatry Clinic Network. With a total of $10.3 million in capital, Hope will acquire Dura Medical, Kadima, and NeuroSpa clinics offering neuroplastic treatments for severe depression and PTSD. The clinics have contracts in place to serve veterans through the VA. Universal Capital plans to participate in future funding rounds as Hope expands nationwide. NRx Pharmaceuticals is a clinical stage biopharmaceutical company developing therapeutics for central nervous system disorders, including suicidal bipolar depression, chronic pain, and PTSD. NRx is developing NRx-101, an FDA-designated investigational breakthrough therapy for suicidal treatment-resistant bipolar depression and chronic pain. Biomed News Breaks. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, NASDAQ-TLO, unveils breakthrough Silver II antimicrobial drug candidate Telomere AG2. Telomere Pharmaceuticals, TLO, has unveiled a breakthrough Silver II antimicrobial drug candidate called Telomere AG2. This stabilized Silver II complex has shown potent antimicrobial activity, including against drug-resistant MRSA. Developed using the company's Telomere 1 platform, Telomere AG2 outperformed its Silver I predecessor in preclinical studies. Targeting the $1.36 billion silver wound care market and $33.7 billion antimicrobial coatings market, Telomere plans to advance Telomere AG2 into IND-enabling studies and explore strategic partnerships. For more information about Telomere Pharmaceuticals, visit www.telodex.com.
FC Glycoengineering Enhancements mark next phase in Creative Biolabs ADCC technology development. Creative Biolabs has made significant advancements in their ADCC technology development, focusing on glycoengineering enhancements in the FC region of antibodies. By optimizing glycosylation, they have improved antibody functionality, enhancing cytotoxicity and molecular stability. These upgrades allow for the creation of advanced IgG products with engineered FC fragments, leading to safer and more effective therapeutics. With a proprietary analytical platform and full-service laboratories, Creative Biolabs is at the forefront of biopharmaceutical R&D. Their innovations aid in the swift progression of antibody drug development, positioning them competitively in the market.
Tivard reports data on suppressor tRNA therapy, restoring full-length dystrophin in Duchenne muscular dystrophy model. Tivard Biosciences presented preclinical data at the ASGCT annual meeting, demonstrating the potential of its suppressor tRNA therapy in Duchenne muscular dystrophy. The study showed that the therapy rescued full-length dystrophin protein and restored motor function in a DMD disease model with no adverse effects. Tivard's co-founder, president, and CEO, Daniel Fisher, stated that this is the first demonstration of sustained restoration of full-length dystrophin in a DMD model. The study results included dose-dependent expression of dystrophin, normalization of protein expression, and significant restoration of motor function. The company is also exploring collaborations to expand the therapy's reach. Stay tuned for additional preclinical data on dilated cardiomyopathy caused by nonsense mutations in the TTN gene. Mining news breaks: Aston Bay Holdings Limited, OTCQB, ABHF, positioned to accelerate Storm Copper Project in Nunavut. Aston Bay Holdings Limited, through its joint venture with American West Metals, has partnered with Ocean Partners Holdings to advance the Storm Copper Project in Nunavut, Canada. The deal includes up to 80% project development financing and an offtake agreement granting Ocean Partners exclusive rights to copper and silver products. Backed by funding from Taurus Mining Royalty and Aston Bay, the partnership will support exploration and pre-feasibility efforts in 2025. CEO Thomas Ulrich expressed excitement about the partnership, highlighting Ocean Partners' expertise in ore sorting and project development. Aston Bay is a mineral exploration company focusing on high-grade copper and gold deposits in Virginia and Nunavut, Canada, with additional projects in negotiation. For more information, visit Aston Bay's website.
Biomed news breaks: Nanoviricides, American NNVC, advances NV387 antiviral as measles and mpox resurge globally. Nanoviricides Inc., NNVC, is advancing NV387 as a potential breakthrough treatment for measles and mpox amid rising global case counts and vaccine failures. The company is preparing for animal efficacy studies for measles and will make NV387 available under FDA's Individual Patient Expanded Access. In the DRC, Nanoviricides' Phase 2 clinical trial application for mpox has been cleared by the National Ethics Committee. With no approved drugs for measles or mpox, Nanoviricides aims to fill critical gaps in global antiviral preparedness. Investor news breaks: Silo Pharma Inc., NASDAQ Silo, advances PTSD treatment with FDA-requested safety study for SPC15. Silo Pharma Inc. is advancing its PTSD treatment with a 7-day safety and toxicology study of its lead asset, SPC15, in partnership with Frontage Laboratories. This study, requested by the FDA, aims to strengthen Silo's upcoming IND application for the intranasal treatment targeting PTSD and stress-related disorders. Developed in collaboration with Columbia University, SPC15 is a 5-HT4 receptor agonist, potentially eligible for the FDA's 505(b)(2) pathway. Silo Pharma remains on track for an FDA submission this year and is also running a GLP-compliant toxicology study. For more information about Silo Pharma and its innovative therapies, visit www.silopharma.com.
Biomed news breaks: Anovis Bio Inc. and FANC advances Phase 3 Alzheimer's trial and expands conference presence in Q1. Anovis Bio Inc., traded on the NYSE under the symbol ANVS, made significant progress in Q1 2025 by launching its Phase 3 clinical trial for early Alzheimer's disease. The trial aims to enroll up to 760 participants to evaluate buntanetap's effects over 18 months. The company also obtained a new U.S. patent for buntanetap and participated in key conferences like Oppenheimer's 35th Annual Healthcare Life Sciences Conference and AD/PDAM 2025 in Vienna. As of March 31, 2025, Anovis Bio had $22.2 million in cash and equivalents, with a decrease in R&D expenses year over year to $5.0 million. For more information about Anovis Bio Inc., headquartered in Malvern, Pennsylvania, visit their website at www.anovisbio.com.
First-in-human study in the bag: GlucoTrack gears up for long-term trial of potentially groundbreaking continuous blood glucose monitor for diabetes patients. GlucoTrack Inc. is gearing up for a long-term outside the United States clinical trial following a successful first-in-human study of its continuous blood glucose monitor system. The study, conducted on 6 adult participants with type 1 and type 2 diabetes, demonstrated the system's safety and technical feasibility, with a 99% data capture rate and a mean absolute relative difference of 6.7%, the CBGM system showed promising performance. The upcoming trial will enroll up to 30 adult participants for continuous monitoring over 1 year to evaluate safety, performance, and usability under real-world conditions. This marks a significant step towards modernizing diabetes management for insulin-dependent patients and bringing a potentially groundbreaking solution to market.
The risk of death or complications from broken heart syndrome was high from 2016 to 2020. Research published in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that the risk of death or complications from broken heart syndrome, also known as Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, remained high and unchanged from 2016 to 2020. The study, which included nearly 200,000 U.S. adults, found that while the condition was more common in women, men were twice as likely to die from it. Complications such as heart failure, atrial fibrillation, heart attacks, strokes, and cardiogenic shock were also prevalent. The death rate was 6.5%, with no improvement over the study period. Researchers emphasize the need for further research to improve treatment and therapeutic approaches for this serious condition.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.